You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a discussion with industry leaders about how they persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, programs presented by Worth Wealth Management, enhancing lives and strengthening families. Leading in challenging times, and I get my guest today is Doug Williams, who leads up Grow Hays. And you talk about challenging times, and when you and I were talking about this, Doug, you know, the difference between where we are today and where we are maybe a couple months ago, in places like Ellis County, the COVID pandemic seems a little more real today than it did back then. But nonetheless, we have to keep growing business. So tell us just a little bit about Grow Hays, and then we'll talk about some of the things you're doing to build our community forward. So tell me about Grow Hays.
Okay, sure. And thanks for having me, Gary. Grow Hays is the economic development organization in Ellis County. Our charge from a number of people in Ellis County is to try and grow our county in primarily in the business arena, and all the things that that entails. We really have a three-pronged focus. I like to call it a three-legged stool. One leg is business creation. Another leg is business retention and expansion. And the third leg is business recruitment. And while the emphasis may change from time to time on which of those legs we're most focused on, we really can't grow our local economy and our community without some emphasis on all three of those areas. So that's what we're all about, and that's what we do.
Well, I know you've been leading through some of the challenges with the pandemic and what's taking place. And with that, put together a really quality plan for operating forward. And if you take a look at kind of those things you want to do, let's talk about some of those individually, because the first part is business creation. And that comes from entrepreneurs, but it also comes from companies in town that expand or try things new. What do you have for businesses that are already here that are trying to expand, or those entrepreneurs that are out there? Because from the looks of things, I could spend a whole lot of time in some really great meetings down at your office.
Well, we'd love to have you, but we are clearly focused. You know, I mentioned certain times you focus on certain legs on the stool. And right now, business retention and expansion are, and particularly retention, are key areas of focus for us, because there are some businesses that are having a struggle. When you're closed for 30 days or however long it was, and when you come back and you can only operate at a certain percentage of capacity, that presents some real challenges. And we have some programs. We've assisted a lot of businesses in sorting through the federal programs, the payroll protection plan and the EIDL loans, economic injury disaster loans. We have some e-community loans of our own that we administer through a partner of ours, Network Kansas. We can make loans to businesses for those. And then we also have funds from a Restart Kansas loan fund, which allows businesses to borrow up to $20,000 for 48 months at 2% interest, trying to help them kind of weather the storm. But in addition, we work with businesses trying to partner new resources with them, come up with new ideas for survival and expansion. You know, when there's adversity, you also have some opportunities sometimes, and we're working in those kind of things too. So we cover a wide gambit of things that we're working with businesses on to make sure we retain what we have, even more so than the creation part has been. And then, of course, when you talk about recruitment, that's a pretty tough thing to do right now as well. So a lot of our time and effort right now is focused on business retention.
Well, Doug, I like that, because we can't grow if we can't keep the businesses that we have. So being able to focus on that, and some of it has, and you mentioned helping these businesses that are in town now navigating through some of the government programs. One of those that, you know, has really been a challenge is some of the unemployment challenges that have gone on with the Kansas Department of Labor. And did you hear that from businesses that, and were you helping them to get what they needed out of Topeka and Washington?
We are trying to work through that. It can be maddening at times, but yes, we are working with businesses with that. The whole unemployment situation as part of the CARES Act has presented some really unique challenges for our local businesses. And it's pretty widely known, but a lot of employees can make more money by not working than they can by doing the job that they had. And so getting employees to come back or hiring new employees is a challenge. And so one of the things we do, we have a website that we partner with some guys on called WorkHaze, where we post job postings. And we have a mobile job fair coming up on August the 6th, whereas traditionally we have a job fair and everybody comes to a central location and goes from booth to booth talking to employers about prospective jobs. This is going to be a little bit different. The employers submit to us what they're looking for, and we put this out, and the employees are going to go from spot to spot so that we don't have this large gathering, and they'll go from one employer to the next to look at what type of jobs are available and pick up an application, drop off a resume, maybe talk to the employee, prospective employer a little bit about what the job's all about. And because workforce is a critical problem right now within Ellis County.
Doug, what is the main thing you've heard from area businesses during the pandemic? Is there any one thing that has stood out to you of the questions that you get?
You know, the biggest frustration I hear from a majority of the businesses I've talked to is workforce related. Being able to attract and retain a viable workforce is a challenge, particularly in the entry-level type positions. Part of that is due to, you know, we haven't had any students around, so they typically fill a certain percentage of those entry-level positions. And then that unemployment situation we talked about also has presented challenges for them. But I would say the majority of employers that we talk to are challenged with workforce issues.
So what does a business do? They have, whether it be financial challenges, otherwise, what's the best way for them to use GrowHaze?
Well, I think the first step is to contact us and let us know what challenges they're facing. And first off, let us see what programs and resources we have that we can bring to bear, because there are a lot of them. And a lot of times people don't know what's out there and available. So we're kind of the clearinghouse for that type of information, putting them with the proper resources. It could range from, yes, if they need a loan or something to keep going, if they need some expertise in a particular area, you know, we can help there. We also have some people who have said, hey, I'm at the point in my business career where I'm ready to sell my business. And we help with that as well, some succession planning, which is one of the things that we put a lot of focus on, because we don't need businesses to be closing because there's nobody to take it over. We want to fix that before it gets there and have a plan in place for businesses to continue on. Business continuation is real important to us.
Well, Doug, if there was ever a time where a business owner could say, I'm done with this, I'm just going to throw in the towel, there's no reason to fight this, can't get employees, and, you know, I can only open so far, now is a good time to throw in the towel and say, I'm done with being a business owner. Do you have anything to tell those people? Maybe, you know, come see us first, or go talk to a banker first, or how do you, that person who just sped up, where do they go?
Well, I'd like them to start with us, because we are very concerned about keeping their business going. We are not business brokers per se, but we do want to put people with the right people. You know, part of our entrepreneurship efforts is to create a group of potential business owners that can maybe take over some of these longtime businesses. And that can be part of the plan as they come in and they take over. They can relieve a current owner of some of the problems. You know, that's some of our financing plans, help them buy the business or buy part of the business. But closing the business is we feel, the worst scenario that can occur. And before they throw in the towel and say, I've had enough and I'm just going to do a going out of business sale and bolt the doors and see if I can sell my building. We absolutely want to explore what other alternatives are available. And usually there are many. And so we want to do everything we can to avoid that from happening. And if they can talk to us, I think we can give them a path that gets them out in a reasonable amount of time. And they end up with a lot better scenario than if they had just closed the business.
Well, one of the things I know you have, and sometimes it's just how long do I want to fight the battle? But on the other hand, you have the entrepreneurship series that Bob and Pat Schmidt through their foundation are helping with. But if you go and attend any of those events, and some of the things you have, you see the inspiration and frankly the passion of some of the younger people in the community. I say younger people in the community that are want to build and grow the community for the future. You're seeing the other side of that, throwing the towel with that entrepreneurship series.
Exactly. That is the challenge, because if you've got somebody that's been at it for 20, 30, 40 years, they hit this pandemic and they just say, you know, I've had enough. I don't want to do this anymore. We want to match them up with somebody who can take over and continue that business going forward. And it may be somebody from that entrepreneurship series. It may be an out-of-town owner who's looking to make an acquisition, because there are people that, as I said, in adversity lies opportunity, and there's some opportunity for some people who are already in a business, let's say, to acquire another business in a very good market. You know, Hayes has a lot of things going for it, and it's a good business community, and so there's some opportunity there. We've also talked about, you know, the Robert E. Schmidt Entrepreneurship Series. As part of that, we've talked about we have our pitch it night where people come and they present their new ideas, kind of like a Shark Tank event. Well, we've talked about expanding that as a pitch it to potential business owners who have had enough, and they come in and maybe talk about the business they have and what they'd like to do as far as getting out. All of this trying to match up potential people of like minds, where you've got an entrepreneur who wants to get into business. You've got a longtime entrepreneur who maybe wants to be out of business. Maybe there's a match there. So we want to do those kind of things as well.
Yeah, that's great. I'm looking down the list of some of the things. What is Destination Bootcamp?
Destination Bootcamp is a program that a guy named John Schallert out in Longmont, Colorado does. And existing owners go to that to learn how to make their business become a destination. He has years of experience. He worked for Hallmark, and he's a real savvy business guy. And he holds this 3-day seminar where you go and you learn how different people and how he has helped different people make their business a destination and draw people in from a larger area. It could be product mix. It could be the way they market their business in terms of the markets they go into and mediums they use to advertise their business. He's had a lot of success, and we've had 8 to 10 businesses from Hayes go through his program. Some people from Rooks County have also gone out to his program, and we're going to be doing his program probably sometime in the next 6 months, but he's doing a remote version. As you can imagine, traveling and going to an event where there's a number of people is not necessarily the way to do it now. So he's put together a remote version of his plan, and we're hoping to get some of our businesses. We have a couple that have already indicated an interest in going through that process, and we're hoping to put that together sometime in the next 3 to 6 months.
Well, Doug, I want to take a break in a second and come back and then talk about a couple of the cool things that are some growth things going on in the community. Before I go there, you know, with COVID-19 floating around, Brief Space is one of those places where people can come and work from for a brief amount of time and kind of either run their business or do things they need they can't do in their office. How have you managed to keep that open during the whole pandemic?
Well, one of the great things about Brief Space is it's a big open space, and the social distancing is really not a problem here. So we've kept our members, and we just have some you know, we try and adopt the social distancing rules. And when we've had some events, and there's a lot of mask wearing in those events, but even at that, we can typically social distance enough to where that hasn't been required up till now. And, you know, the beauty of BriefSpace is it gives you an office and access to meeting rooms and high-speed internet and a lot of the things that would cost you a lot more money if you were to go out and rent a space downtown or someplace else in the community. So at the same time, also engaging with other like-minded people and having access to other resources like Grow Haze or whoever it might be that are members down here and have some experience. So far, we've managed to keep the place safe and keep the concept going, and actually have had a little more use in some respects than we had before.
Well, Doug, it's cool to see what you have. If you go down to their building at 219 West 10th, it's a cool building and very easy to see why somebody would like to come in, even if they're traveling or they need something to jump in, do some work from there, because you have a great spot. Do you have to make a reservation to be there, or can you just walk in?
Just come on by. No reservation needed.
Come on in. All right, Doug, I'm going to take a break here. Going to come back and talk about some of the things that are happening, some of the building that's going on. Obviously, if you've driven around town at all, you've got into some construction somewhere. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk more with Doug Williams at Grow Haze. Back after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond, and those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Our guest today on Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, is Doug Williams. Doug, it leads the Grow Haze program, and they're based in downtown Haze. But we've talked about those things of business retention, looking forward to how we survive going through COVID-19 and the changes that we've all had to make in business. But some of the things just continue to march on that are positive for our community. And Doug, the construction going on out at the north side of Interstate and really the Vine Street exit into Interstate, that's going to put a whole new face and whole new front end on people coming along I-70 and visiting Haze.
Absolutely. We've got some great projects occurring. The Travel Plaza going in at exit 157 is recently got the final approval from the city to start moving on things and installing infrastructure. There's going to be a truck stop, truck wash, potentially an RV park, a couple of hotels, some retail, some restaurants. So that's going to be a great addition to the community. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the North Vine street improvements are going to make navigation to that area a whole lot easier than it has been. And certainly there's some short-term pain associated with that. But when it's all said and done, it's going to give us some real development opportunities in some spots that currently are basically undevelopable because of the access issues. And then, of course, we've got the Hilton Garden Suites and Convention Center that's going to be opening August, September kind of time frame. The Abbott Hotel going to be opening later in the fall. So lots going on in the community right now.
Doug, if someone wants to jump in and be a part of one of your programs, help with the program, I mean, you even invite retirees to be part of your team to help with consulting and things like that. What's the best way to find you, to get a hold of you and the team for Grow Haze?
Stop by 219 West 10th and check in with us, or they can call me in my cell at 623-1100 anytime. We love to have help and ideas. You know, we have a trispective speaker event where we bring in guys like you and I, Gary, with a lot of gray hair, and they talk about their experience and what they've been successful with, what they've struggled with, and those have been really well received and some really great ones. We always try and get a good group of speakers. We have three speakers, take about an hour, and they've been really well-received events, and some great ideas come out of it, and I think a lot of would-be entrepreneurs have gotten a lot of insight from some people who have actually been down the road and done a few things.
Well, what you mentioned, the phone number, walk-in, maybe they don't want to walk in someplace quite yet. Is there a phone number or a website that they can reach that would also have your business phone number?
You betcha. It's www.growhaze.com. That's our website. They can get additional information about us and what we're doing at that site. And then also we are on Facebook with a Facebook page if they want to contact us that way. So lots of ways to get a hold of us and tell us what you're looking for, and we're happy to help any way we can.
I always like to talk about leadership, and you've been a leader in our community over the years in real estate and in other things as well. Where do you go back and pull your leadership? Because if there's ever a time in our community that we need solid leaders, it's today. And it's you and I talked before, it's not to look back and say we have a pandemic, we have a mess. It's how do we make it through this and go forward? Where did you learn your leadership style?
Well, I think the school of hard knocks primarily, Gary. I started in the real estate business very young, back in 1977, and have been involved in any number of businesses over the years. And you know, I always tell everybody, I learned a lot more from my failures than I learned from my successes, and I had a lot more failures than I've had successes. And you know, you hopefully learn along the way, and I'm a firm believer that leadership is absolutely the difference maker in any organization. It starts at the top. You need good leaders. We're fortunate in Hayes. We have a lot of them. You know, we mentioned the Robert E. Schmidt Entrepreneurship Series. You know, I can't think of a better leader of an organization in Hayes' history than what Bob was. But leadership is critically important for any organization.
Well, I appreciate all you do because the challenges are out there, but you're providing answers for people, or at least a way to find answers. And I really appreciate what you and the team do down at Grow Haze. Appreciate that so much. Again, you go online, you can find www.growhaze.com. It can't get any easier than that. And certainly welcome to stop by down on 219 West 10th Street as well. So Doug, thanks for all you do. Thanks for being a leader in our community. And look forward to seeing what happens next as we continue to grow Hayes.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Doug Williams has been our guest. Doug is leader of Grow Hayes, 219 West 10th Street in Hayes, or you go online at growhaze.com. Forward Ever, leading in challenging times, is brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, enhancing lives and strengthening families. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Forward Ever, leading in challenging times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Be sure to check back next week for another episode with your host, Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never. Forward Ever, leading in challenging times, is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence, long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management, enhancing lives and strengthening families.